بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We are reading from this kitab. The title of the kitab, Asma'ul Husna, the most beautiful names of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Some weeks ago we began discussing the beautiful name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Al-Kareem. We say, Ya Kareem, Ya Halim, Ya Kareem, Ya Wasi' al-Maghfara. One of the beautiful wazaif, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah taught us that through saying these beautiful names of Allah, Ya Halim, Ya Allah is the most tolerant. By saying that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tolerate us. Ya Kareem, the most kind, the being who grants without being asked. Allah ta'ala will give you beyond your expectation. Ya Wasi' al-Maghfara, Ya Allah forgive me every step of my life. Hazrat Hakim Sahib would say, then make this a habit every time you're getting up, sitting down. Call them to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As we mentioned before, the two languages, one is the language of the tongue and one is the language of the heart. The language of the tongue, we know, is the language of dunya. We have to speak about dunya. We've got to prepare ahead. We're already planning for December, planning for next year, whether wedding, walima, whether some function, occasion, business also. That's the lughat of the tongue. So that we'll have to make all these plans, etc. That too, our honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib, the mubarakat, which is even that lughat of the tongue, Islamicize it. Islamicize even the lughat and the language of the tongue also. We don't want to say hi, bye, hello, welcome, thank you. We Islamicize it. We say ahlan wa sahlan, marhaba. People, mashallah, they know these words nowadays. Even the kuffar also, they want to learn the Islamic words. How many of us we know we stop at the stop street or at the robot? How many brothers we got? They also called you bye, bye. So many bhais you got there, so many bens you got there. They all call you bhai. So they know bhai, they know brother. And subhanallah, ajeeb also, all of them just like Muslims too. All of them just like Muslim. And the Muslim now that's giving sadqah to the non-Muslim, just like the Muslim, is just like a non-Muslim. That Muslim that is giving sadqah to the non-Muslim, who is just like a Muslim, because that non-Muslim knows by dressing like a Muslim, the Muslim will give me. But the Muslim herself or himself doesn't realize, why dress like a real Muslim, Allah will give me. But they got so much yaqeen on us. They're standing with the robot, they put topi on, burqa sometimes they're wearing, right? And they're feeling hot also, they're not accustomed to wearing it. But so much conviction they had, if I dress with this parda, or this burqa, or this topi, now our topis can't stay on also, our youngsters. That Baba standing the whole day from the morning, he got the topi on. So much istiqamat he's got. He's so steadfast. The kurta also he's got on. But he's standing there, he knows the Suleiman, Muslim will give me. But the Muslim who's giving doesn't have yaqeen upon Allah. He will take out his topi, she'll take out her burqa, her scarf also. Allah Ta'ala save us. That's why we always tell our brothers and family people that person who's begging by your door right now, asking you for money, that young boy, that young girl did no guna to be on the street standing there in the heat. And oh my beloved child, oh my beloved wife, you did no virtue to be sitting in this car. This is Allah's taqdeer. This is Allah Ta'ala's favor to you. Nothing else. Allah Ta'ala wants, he can turn the tables around. But Allah Ta'ala has made the system, therefore we can't be proud. That because we did something good, therefore we deserve this car. Aircon sitting inside, haughty, sometimes proud, sometimes don't care, no fear of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That person, that young boy, young girl, masoom sometimes, children. Parents now put them on the street. Wasn't there guna, wasn't there sin? And nor was it my virtue or my goodie that I'm sitting in the car. Only the fazal of Allah. So the lughat of the tongue, the language of the tongue is dunya. But the language of the heart mustn't change. The language of the heart is La ilaha illallah. All the dunya is carrying on, but doesn't affect the heart. Once the heart begins to say, Mera, Mera, Meh, Meh. Ye mera hai, ye sab kuch mera hai, this is mine. And the heart changes the language, then we got a problem. The Shaykh Rahimahullah mentioned in his kitab, Maut ki yaad, remembrance of death, about that person in Sakarat, pangs of death, and they give him kalima. But he's only shouting out, do paisa, do paisa, do paisa, do paisa. How he say? Turan, turan, indali, sail, come in, come in. Oh, language of the heart changed. The language of the heart changed. He couldn't say La ilaha illallah. A few years ago, when Alim was giving us some muzakara about some youngsters that went to the club, Allah Ta'ala protect our youngsters. frequented the clubs and over and over again, and then themselves told the alim that one night late, early part of the morning, not in our senses also, we got into the car going back home. So one of those boys, most of them are hafiz of Quran also, had a habit now reading dua, sitting in the car, although now he was in a different eye. But he couldn't read his kalima. Kalima was coming out. He told his friend, you read your kalima. He said, la. He said, can't come out. Now you might think, what's so difficult? But ask the hafiz boy how he goes blank sometimes. Hafiz boy knows his work. He says he knows his work, but he goes blank. Hazrat told us also, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, who was a grand ustaz of many of the ulama-i-karam. So he would say, we saw any hafiz boy going blank in Surah Fatiha. He says, no, because he knows it. So if he tells you, I knew it, but I went blank, he says, don't believe him. Because, yes, you might get a hafiz boy got panic attack. He forgot to read Surah Fatiha altogether. It happens sometimes. We also experienced sometimes in Tarawih, the boy now in the sajda reading his next ruku. So as he came up, he started from there. So if we would give him, luqma put reverse gear, but he said Surah Fatiha. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kareem, the one that is most kind, the being who grants without being asked, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this muzakara we have to make over and over and over again till we understand how Kareem Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is. And that person who is Kareem and who is kind, that person in this world, human being who is kind to me, who has been compassionate to me, who has given me without asking, friend of mine, I went for him for a loan and he says, whatever it is, I'm here for you. How we don't treat that person, how we kind to him, how we overlook him, how we loyal to him also. Anybody has to attack his honor, we say, no, you don't know him. I do business, I know him. The genuine person. Alright? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, akramul akramin. The most kind of all those that can show any type of kindness is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how much loyalty should we show to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much loyalty and how much effort we should make, ya Allah, you're so kind. But we don't speak about it. So it doesn't even strike the mind. The masturat, the tumult, so they don't even think, Allah gives so much, we just take it. And Hazrat says to, unfortunately, we all have this temperament. It's my birthright. I'm supposed to be living like this. I'm supposed to have a car like this. I'm supposed to eat like this. Hazrat says, who told you that? Where you got that from? That you have to eat like this, you got to stay in a certain area, is only and only and only the ikram of Allah, ihsan of Allah. Nothing else whatsoever. It wasn't your hushyari, wasn't your hunar, it wasn't your cleverness, wasn't your intelligence, wasn't your skill, wasn't how sharp you are, wasn't your context. It was only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You got to cut everybody out. Otherwise, you're not going to cut it out, then the language of the heart will change. Then the language of the heart will change. Because you believe this now, because of that certain person. Yes, Allah Ta'ala puts people there sometimes to assist. Person went down, friend came who held your hand, he come and start you again. Bismillah. Subhanallah. Azra says the person landed in hospital. Had a heart attack. Landed in hospital. Not a man of means. 4 weeks, 6 weeks. And ya Allah, all the bills are piling up. Water, lights, rates. And now people are phoning him. You want payment? He says, ya Allah, I'm finished. Now waiting for the hospital bill also. Say, Allah, what's going to happen here now? Family is coming. Why are you looking so depressed? Can't tell them. I've got problems now. Haven't paid the rent as yet. Okay, and lies, you're going to cut it off soon. What sakarat that person is in right now? As it is in hospital. Just went through a bypass. How am I going to pay this bill over here? Then Hazrat says, a kind friend of his came after long. Heard my old friend now is in hospital and had a heart attack, bypass, came to see him, see the parishani. Bhai, you look at parishani, I know that look. Alright, so here's 100,000 rand, sort your things out. Say, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you send this farishta. Ya Allah, you send this farishta, where you sent him from, ya Allah. How you don't make dua for that person? How you don't make dua for that person, if only we can thank Allah like that. Ya Allah, how much you give? He's just coming. Every meal Allah is giving, we don't even think, ya Allah, where it came from. Entire dunya Allah Ta'ala put in one plate of mine. Where the meat, where the chicken, where the rice, where the masala, where the potato, where is coming from? The housewife cooking at home, she must realize that we shukur to Allah. Ya Allah, you gave my husband the means. And how many masturat really, ladies back home make dua for their husbands.
They forget. They just give order now. Bring this, bring that. And the last item you forgot, you get a shouting for that one. The 9 items you brought, they forgot to say Jazakallah khair. So make shukr. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. So they must make shukr also. How many masturat, ladies back home, husband brings all the groceries. How many say Jazakallah khair, my beloved husband? Allah Ba give you a lot of barakat. Allah Ba give you a lot of barakat. How many say that to the husbands? Because we feel birthright. I'm entitled to this. He must bring it. That's his job. That's his job. That he has to make shukr to him. Say Jazakallah khair. Allah give you barakat. Allah give you barakat in your health, in your wealth, in your time. So she should make dua, and you make dua for also. How you prepared the meal? How you? Because if you just bring the food there and all the groceries, is there going to be some magic? It'll come together. She makes the magic happen. Subhanallah. What a magician she is. From where all the raw materials, how she puts it together. And Hazrat says also, how she, mashallah, presents the food to you. Allahu Akbar. The dunya on the top, a certain angle is the ladle and the spoon. And everything is 5-star. But we don't see it also. And even worse, nowadays we're eating with the cell phone next to us. We can't even say, Jazakallah khair. It was so tasty. The way we enjoyed it, Alhamdulillah. I make dua for her after that. The du'as you read for the host, Allahumma barik lahum, fima razaqtahum, baghfir lahum, warhamhum. Read for the wife also. No guna in that. No guna in that. She's hosting you, Alhamdulillah. She's hosting you, she made the food for you. Barakat now, you're making dua for her. The barakat will come back to you. She is your barakat in the house also. But how many of us make that dua? Hazrat says, we have a problem with the wife. Now we feel the only problem over here. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam gave us 100% solution. But our minds think 95% problem, 5% solution. We say, have yaqeen upon the promises of Allah. Change our life, read our du'as, our wazifas, thank the wife, make shukr to her. And send her sometime in the daytime, send her a message also. We know in the beginning, when the husband, when you got married, how many messages you weren't sending? Already plotting and planning now for the evening. Now, there's no more evening now, finished. No more good, nice messages, Jazakallah khair messages, or whatever it may be. We have to say it now. Hazrat says to even if you bluff her, bluff also, no problem. You'll get sawab for that also. Permissible. Alhamdulillah, she'll get happy. But whether she'll believe you or not, but it's the right thing to do. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. This we do for the makhluk, for the creator. Imagine for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much we should not do for Allah. One sajda to Allah. Ya Allah, shukr to you. Shukr. Shukr for being an ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Shukr to that Allah sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us. With the last ummah. What a ni'mat of Allah. With the barakat of the risalat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Through his nubuwat we got Durood Sharif. Subhanallah. This hadith says such a capsule Durood Sharif is. Such a power-packed capsule. You get people now. They're selling capsule 3-in-1, 5-in-1. This is brain food or cell food. Or everything is in this now. Right, everything goes around now. This capsule now, alhamdulillah, solve all your problems out. But we know really what's it about. He'll solve a few and give more problems. Like Hazrat says, one person now, he has medication, a lot of side effects. So a wife came home at night, see him in the kitchen there, he got all his medication open, he got a scissor in his hand, and now he's cutting the tablets around the corners. So she says, what are you doing? He said, I'm removing the side effects. He said, don't remove side effects like that. You see, the side effects are there. But the Durood Sharif, no side effects, subhanAllah. No side effects. There's no overdose also. There's no overdose, no side effects. Read how much you want to. How much you want to. This is all in one capsule, Hazrat says. As the Shaykh Zakariya rahimahullah, Hazrat mentioned, how many murids he gave and made the Islam only on Durood Sharif. Read only Durood Sharif. That's all. Just call it to Madina Munawwara. To the qalb and the heart mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will love you. Obviously, no gunas in your life. You got the Durood Sharif there, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala, through the barakat of that, Allah Ta'ala will give you everything. So Allah Ta'ala, through His Kareem Zaat and His kind Zaat, Allah Ta'ala gave us amongst the great, great, great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gave us this weak ummah, the last one. Allah Ta'ala gave us His beloved, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a ni'mat of Allah. So the barakat of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, Rahmatul Alameen, we are under the very, very khas rahmat and the mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So the barakat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So to continue, here Hazrat explains 16 different explanations or interpretations of Allah Ta'ala's quality of being Al-Kareem. So we just go with them, few that we read the last time. Al-Kareem is that being who grants those who criticize or slander him, Jalla Jalalu. Those that criticize Allah, Allah gives them also. Atheists, Christians, be the Jews, the Hindus, blasphemy. Don't believe in Allah. Ascribe partners to Allah. Attribute partners to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala, even those that criticize him, slander Allah. Allah Ta'ala has idols. Allah Ta'ala has partners to him. Yes, Mushrikeen of Makkah, idolaters of Makkah, they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they believed to get to Allah, these are all his agents, all the idols. That to Allah Ta'ala tolerated. Allah Ta'ala still gave them to eat, still gave them sleep. Somebody criticized me, I cut it off. I have nothing to do with you. Somebody slanders me, even worse than that. Then I'm bloodthirsty. How much Allah Ta'ala still overlooks? How many million in the world don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Al-Kareem is that being who grants those who criticize or slander him. He does not even deprive those who show disrespect to his status. What, they drop the status of Allah? It doesn't decrease the status of Allah. All the ibadat in the world doesn't increase the status of Allah. Allah is as he is. Al-Kareem is that being who grants before he is asked. Subhanallah. This morning we had bread for breakfast if we had. How many of us make dua, Ya Allah, give me bread tomorrow? We take it for granted, it's there. And how many years Allah is giving still? And then to make a doubt that Allah will sustain me. We still have a doubt. If it's finished, we don't say calamity, the roti khatam ho gai. The roti is finished, what are we going to do? We think good of Allah, Allah will give us. Allah Ta'ala gives it like that. This we have now, is it against tawakkul also? We have this overwhelming fear. They save for a rainy day. Save for a rainy day. How many old ladies still waiting for the rain to come? Allah looked after. And we know the frugal coins are coming down generations. We say, in case some... Trust Allah. We're still holding on to that. And it's coming down generations. And we're just waiting for something to happen. Where Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they didn't hold it back. Taqaza of deen came. Something of deen, give it away, bismillah. Spend it in the path of Allah. Now we got this fear, in case something has to happen, like we don't trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is going to do something to me. So Al-Kareem is that being who grants before he is asked, and grants when he is asked as well. Hazrat says to, what is dua? Dua, Allah ta'ala instructs you, commands you, ask me, I want to give you. And where you get a friend, then you go to him, and you tell him, I have some taqaza, I have some need right now, please give me a loan. And this friend is so excited, and he tells you, Jazakallah khair, you came to ask me, Subhanallah, I'm so happy you came to ask me, how much you need? Say, 100,000 rand. Take 200,000 rand. Which friend will do that? Subhanallah. Say, Allah Ta'ala is that friend. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah say, I am the friend of those who have iman. I give them like that. Allah Ta'ala says, what you ask for, I give you. And for asking also, I reward you. Because you asked me. So asking Allah Ta'ala is an ibadat also. Asking makhluk is begging. Asking Allah is ibadat. And then Allah is going to reward you. And Allah Ta'ala is going to give you what you want also. And Allah will give. Some people get despondent. I'm making dua so long. Nothing is happening. Things are happening. But you can't see it. The unseen system of the world, you don't know, your dua already saved you from so many things. You don't realize. Saved your children from so many things. Every dua is accepted. Whether Allah Ta'ala gives cash, credit, or Allah Ta'ala keeps it for akhirat. Allah will give you this worldly life immediately, or later in life when you really need it. Or Allah Ta'ala will store it for you on the day of Qiyamah. When you see the reward for the dua, the insan will lose your life, you gave me nothing in dunya. But Allah Ta'ala system, like one wali of Allah was making dua, and then he fell asleep, and he sees a beautiful palace. And he walks around the palace, and every nook and corner is designed. It's designed a certain theme, etc., the entire thing. How beautiful. So he wants to enter through the gates. So he says, no, you can't enter. He says, why not? He says, your time isn't up as yet. Whose palace is this? It's your palace. But you can't enter as yet. So, okay, then I'll take a walk around the palace. And he's looking around. what design this is, what decoration. Right, today a person has an eye now for tiles. And how he'll make out all the tiles. He has an eye for woodwork. And now you've got a very fancy front door. Right, and people see, they feel the door, touch the door. How many times they varnish the door, how many times they sandpapered the door, and the design. So they got a flair for it. So he's now looking at the entire palace of his, and then he comes to one corner and he sees dilapidated. Broken there, like somebody knocked the bricks out and made a hole in the wall. So he asks those that were around him, what happened to this corner? He says, that why you made this now for the dunya you wanted, so we just transferred it from here. We just transferred it from here. So when he woke up, ya Allah, keep it, I don't want it. Allah will enjoy it over there. Everything was so beautiful. People who are particular. Entire bathroom came out very nice, or kitchen. Just that one tile got a little crack. Take it out. Take it out. I can't take this crack also. Sometimes, leave it little crack there, so there's no nazar. So there's no nazar. Because everything is so perfect. Oh, but you got a crack here. Alhamdulillah. So sometimes leave it. Sometimes the chip there on the, what do you call a quartz top or something like that too. Leave it there a little bit, no problem. There's too much nazar falls sometimes. But we like it perfect. So when he saw that now, ya Allah, dark spot, this thing is now like dilapidated, broken out, he means, ya Allah, keep it, I don't want to take it. So Al-Kareem is that being who forgives even though he has the ability to punish. If I've got the strength to punish, how will I threaten the person? Alright, Allah Ta'ala says, I can. Allah is Al-Muntaqim. If Allah Ta'ala wants to take revenge, Allah can take revenge. And that too, when Allah Ta'ala wants to punish, there's no limit. In Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, there's no limits to it. Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, there's no limits to it. One of our great Akabir also, one of Jamshed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, was on the Shura of Pakistan. One was the famous Mauli Jamshed that we know of in driving. This was another Mauli Jamshed Sahib. He had a terrible accident. Terrible accident. The entire face got crushed. So they put plates right through in his face. So there was a jor taking place in driving. So they made a jamaat to go and visit him at the hospital. Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib and a few other elders. They went to see him. So when they came into his room, into the ward, he was sitting on the bed with a big smile. Big smile. He himself couldn't recognize himself in the mirror also. Completely disfigured. Hazrat Kaisi Tabiyat. Hazrat, how are you feeling? Allah ka bara shukr. Allah ka bara fazal. All thanks to Allah. Allah is very kind. Hazrat, why? How come you're so happy? What an accident you had. Your entire face. It's like a change of life for you and me now. So Ajib reply he gave. Among the three reasons he gave, he says, sabse pehla. See, the first reason is, ye chot laga badan pe, na ke iman pe. See, this affliction hit my body, not my iman. Iman bilkul thik. My iman is 100% on Allah. One little the face went only. They hit my iman. They hit my, the language of the heart was still there. It didn't change. This came from Allah, I'm happy with it. Second thing he says, Allah Ta'ala's punishment, Allah Ta'ala's whoop has no limits. Allah Ta'ala's whoop and Allah's punishment has no limits. If Allah Ta'ala wanted, he could have broke every joint and bone in my body, only my face he took. I thank him for that. I thank Allah Pak for that. Only tested me in my face. I still got my hands, my brain, everything is still teak. Alhamdulillah. Allah is unlimited his qudrat and his power. But we know us, how we flare up. Why? We don't know why. What happened? Hazrat says, now we're going to see the CCTV camera, how it happened, how it happened. How this whole thing took place, how the chores got in, how they were all the security. He says, so the, Hazrat says, that's what the camera is good for, to show you after they stole everything, how they took it away. He says, now you're more parishan, now how are we going to sleep? Now whole night looking at the camera, now looking at the screen, they must have come back. He said, that is supposed to do beforehand. But he says, that is us now. Unfortunately, we start reading wazifas and duas after everything is gone. You put an alarm system, nothing wrong putting an alarm system. Tie the camel, they say, but don't trust it. It's only deterrent. If Allah Ta'ala wants to make it fail, it will fail. Allah wants to make it work, Allah will make it work. It's all in the qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. How many attempts we find nowadays on the road also? Modern cars. Open the bonnet, you can't see anything there. The thing is so super technology that you can't even fix anything there. The thing is stuck, he's stuck over there now. Can't do anything. But what a car he's got. Got to call now the agent. Right, what do you call it? 24/7, I'm a response, whatever you may call it now. They're ready to come. And you see, mashallah, as before, Madrasa, you see, Mawlvi Sahib with the Mawlvi's murk, his Camry passing by. Say, Mawlana, how's the lift? Gishtima. Say, jump in, but you've got a place here. 7-seat, although it's a 5-seater car. Be careful, another one here, no problem. This one here, the agents are going to pick it up. He says, yeah, no problem. You can open the bonnet, you can fix anything over here. Barakat. Although it looks like a musibat, but it's a ni'mat. It took me to my destination. Other one is a ni'mat, but I got stuck with it. Can't make it to the masjid with it also. So here Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, say Allah Ta'ala forgives even though he has the ability to punish. Al-Kareem is that being who fulfills his promises. Allah Ta'ala give us his sifat and qualities. That we make a promise, that we are true to it. We fulfill our zaban, our promises. That we don't go back against it. And whatever promise you make, whether it be in business, whether to the families also, sometimes we just take it for granted. No, I didn't mean it like that. You gave your word, you gave your zaban, and very importantly nowadays, we tell the brothers, and always, business deals, please write it down. Don't say, I gave my zaban. Right? You have to write it down. It must be recorded. Now very easy. Now when you got the cell phone, you got the WhatsApp, quickly write it down. This is the agreement, this is the price. Right? Like one Mawlvi Sahib also went to the optician. Went to the optician, checked his eyes, everything nice. Mawlvi Sahib told me after we finished, he asked him, how much? He said, Mawlvi Sahib, don't worry about it, Mawlana. We'll sort it out. He said, no, how much is it? You can't. He said, don't worry, we'll sort it out. He thought, now maybe give him a discount, we might not charge. This must be 20 years ago. When he sent him the bill, 5,000 rand, he said, he really sorted me out. He said, Mawlana, I'm telling you. He said, then from that time onwards, I went to any person, because he's senior alim. So person said, Mawlana, don't worry, we'll sort it out. He said, bhai, you're charging me, you're giving me free. Tell me straight. So my mind is free also. He said, Mawlana, hadiya. I said, right. So it's clear, hadiya, no problem. So don't tell me you're going to sort me out, because once in my life, you don't get bitten twice. So fulfill the promises. Whatever promise you make, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And you made a covenant with Allah Ta'ala. We have got a promise with Allah. Ya Allah, we're going to be obedient to you. We're not going to break your commands. We're going to be there for salah. This is la ilaha illallah. We're committed to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Whether it be in a spiritual life also. Brothers have taken bi'at also. We mentioned, we promise to the best of our ability. So what we, so in that phrase now, what we have done, we've got the disclaimer, to the best of my ability. That what you hold on to that part. I didn't promise completely. I said I promise to the best of my ability. So, I put that istisna over there, they say. We said, inshallah. That inshallah now excluded me. I can do it, but not 100% because I said to the best of my ability. In Tan's ability in dunya, subhanallah, how he applies himself. When he comes to his deen, the Hazrat says, uski aqal kaha mar gaye. The way his intelligence died now when he comes to deen. Nah, the head not working. But dunya is supercharged. When it comes to deen, his intelligence is dead. Can't work. Can't make it for namaz. Say, I can't make it for my zikr. Quran tilawat. No time. So busy. That language, my brothers, when you say, I'm so busy, can't do it, it shows already that the language of the heart has changed. The language of the heart has changed. Has it mentioned to us also? Somebody mentioned to Mawlana Salim, Dwarat Sahib, and Barakatuhu. Hazrat, no time to read Quran Sharif, you read. So busy. He said, not that you don't have time. It's because you haven't given it any importance. No importance. So therefore, other things are important. I got appointment. This has to be an appointment also. You have to have that appointment every day at this time. I read Quran, whatever may come. Whatever may come, this is my Quran time. Everything is closed. Hazrat says, one friend of his, he knows, or he heard about, he's got a very, very big business. If anybody goes to his business at a certain time in the morning, 8 to 9 o'clock, 8 to 9 o'clock, the secretary will tell him that the boss is busy right now. He's in a meeting. Now, if we are meeting now, a big thing. Reading Quran, you can stop, you can read later. So she says, he's in a meeting. So she said, meeting? 1 hour meeting? Who's early? First morning, second morning, 8 to 9 o'clock, he's in a meeting. And finally, the person met him. He said, every morning, 8 to 9, what meeting you got? He said, meeting with Allah. He said, what do you mean? He says, He says, high power businessman, fly here and there. But he says, 8 to 9, wherever I am in the world, that's my Quran time. That's my meeting. No other appointments. I don't take any other appointments, no matter what it can be. Doesn't move the schedule of mine. This is my time for my Quran Sharif Tilawat. This is a most important meeting of my life, of my day, of my qabr, of my akhirat. Allah give us the tawfiq. That in our businesses also, this is my meeting time. How we take the meeting, boardroom meeting. This is a meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, he doesn't only read that time, being such a big businessman, he's a hafiz al-Quran, 3 paras every day. 3 paras every day. He says, without this, my business can't run. This is my life, my Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala made me hafiz, this is it. Everything else is secondary to me. So Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. The way we can read our Quran Sharif in this way. As brothers say now, the promise we made, we read our Quran daily, make our zikr daily, we'll do this daily. But we know how short and how far we are falling from it. Yes, if we are struggling, we're not finishing our ma'mulat daily, our Quran tilawat, our zikr, and our munajat and maqbul, then ask the mashaykh, ask our sheikh, ask those that we are linked to, how do I finish it every day? We know munajat sometimes takes long. We're not used to the du'as, etc. It takes long. But, subhanallah, you look at this. Non-Muslims, they get on the plane. What a thing novel. And how they finish it. How they finish it. And munajat will take 5 minutes, 10 minutes. But, as it told us, brothers can't manage. We started off slowly, slowly. Can't manage for the day. Do 10. Start with 10 times, la ilaha illallah. And make it slowly also. Not rushing. Take your time. La ilaha illallah. Allah, 10 times, 10 times. Quran Sharif, Tilawat, even the Hafiz al-Quran has his mindset that, you know what, I have to read one para, at least start one para. So if he can't get one para, then he won't read. I don't have the time now, so I won't make it. 5 minutes left for Maghrib, for the Hafiz al-Quran, in 5 minutes, how much he can read? Quarter para? Quarter para he can read. So start with quarter para at least, Hafiz al-Quran. Start with quarter para every day for at least 40 days. Do that quarter every day for at least 40 days or 2 months. The 10 times, la ilaha illallah, Allah, Allah, do it at least for 2 months every day. Munajat al-Maqbool, we have the Monday, from Jumu'ah, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Read 10 du'as every day. Read 10 du'as. The du'a is for who? It's for myself. But start it. How long it will take? It's mind over matter. I only need 50 minutes. I only need 10 minutes. I need 20 minutes. That's it. And my ma'amulat for the day is finished. This ma'amulat will keep me safe from fitnas. Keep me safe from gunas. This is my power. This is my energy. This is my fuel. So even you start 10, take permission, take ijazat, ask our mashayikh, can I alter, can I start with this for 2 months? The masturat at home also. How many masturat to? We find that when they are asked, reading Yasin every day? No. But so much complaints. Husband is like this. Mother-in-law is like that. This one is like this. This one is... When you read Yasin today? No. When's the last time you read? I can't remember. Tabarak you read tonight? No. Waqiyah you read? No, I didn't read. When's the last time you read Quran Sharif? No, I need a little bit now and then. What's going to happen? People will trouble you after that. You're troubling Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. They must read the Yasin also. They must read the Namaz on time. They have to read the Durood Sharif every day. So they have to do everything also. So they have to do and the men have to do. So the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who fulfills his promise. Allah ta'ala makes a promise, Allah ta'ala fulfills it. Allah promises that Allah ta'ala will sustain. Allah ta'ala will take care of us. We fulfill our part of the covenant and our promise and our commitments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely will fulfill his. If Allah ta'ala says, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-fala, the promise of Allah, come to success. Allah won't fulfill his promise, but I got doubts too. But Allah ta'ala will fulfill it or not. Allah ta'ala give us understanding, Allah ta'ala give us sufi to make amal. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We discuss it from this kitab of Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah ta'ala, Ilajul Ghadab, treatment for anger. So Hazrat asks, who is a strong person? Who is a strong person? And we know right now, when it comes in dunya, the amount of zor and the amount of emphasis on the zahir right now, on the outer of insan. on the outer of insan, how much of emphasis. Just yesterday also Muni Badullah was saying that how many a woman now takes hours doing up her makeup. How many men go to the gym? Every day I'm there 1 hour or 2 hours. He said what the children will see, that is what they will do. So the child is seeing their mother, she takes 1 hour to put makeup and 5 minutes for namaz. Makeup is important, namaz not so important. The child will see, father is playing so long paddle tennis, and Isha namaz, he's reading 4, 2 and 3. Oh, what they? 4, 2 and 3 and he's finished. Oh, so that's important. That's very important. What they will see will have impact on their heart. This will be their life thereafter, what they see us doing. So they will copy us, whatever we do. So who is a really strong person? So we find when it comes to strength, how much effort you are making right now, when it comes to physical strength, when it comes to diet, try this medication, try that supplement. When it comes to the men, subhanAllah, we brothers know better. Person is going to the gym, youngster now, proposal went through. And now he's hitting the gym now. Hitting the gym. And what big doubles of powders he's buying, etc. How much he's increased his appetite and what he's not doing right now, just to build himself up. But the iman, to build his strength of his iman, we're not saying don't do it. But the gym is not for us. That environment is not for a Muslim. Where they have intermingling there. Or there's music playing over there. And we know, unfortunately, the whole gymming atmosphere is about me, myself and I. My physique. Which youngster not in the gym doesn't look at himself in the mirror every day and admires himself. What do you call that? Humility. I don't think you call it humility. He's admiring himself. Look at my bicep. Look at my six-pack. Look at my tricep. Look at this. Look at that. It's about himself now. It's all about himself. Yes, the niyat is correct. I'm doing it for the deen of Allah. So I can perform my salah correctly. And he's doing his salah correctly. His salah is there on time. And so they say, before we can do all these things, get your tartib of life properly first. Get your namaz right first. Get your Quran. Now whatever spare time you got, you know, do a little bit like that. Yes, with mashwara, how to do it, where to do it, etc. No problem. But everything is ulta, other way around. Everything is upside down, other way around. You see? So we're going to change our entire lifestyle. Now, Hazrat says also that one person was walking in the street there in Delhi, and he sees one beggar sleeping on a mattress. So he was lying on his belly, and he was singing away. And when the person walked back, he found him on his back now, still singing. He said, what's this now? When I left you on your stomach, and now when I return, now you're on your back, still singing. He said, no, the A side finished, started B side. Youngsters don't understand, by the cassettes. Before they turn the cassette, A and B side. He said, no, now that first side, Kawali got finished, started the B side now. Started the B side. Yes, C60s and D90s, TDK. They say, change the side. So the youngs also, the whole side is upside down. First get the tartib of namaz, right? Make mashwara. With mashwara, there's khair and barakat in it. Make mashwara now. I need to go to the gym, whatever it may be, how to do it, what to do. Mashwara may khair, there's barakat in it. Now even that, now the niyat is correct. Why I'm doing it? Make mashwara. There are khair and barakat in mashwara. That was mentioned to mashwara we make for the wrong things. Mashwara we make for the wrong things. Say one jamaat went in the path of Allah, and then something happened in the jamaat, and Haji Abdul Habsab rahimullah to call the jamaat back. Say, by kya hua? They hit the Amir Sahib. Jamaat got together and they hit the Amir Sahib. So Haji Sahib asked him, by kya hua? Say, Haji Sahib, abne farmaya ki mashwara mein khair hai. Haji Sahib, you told us that anything we do with mashwara. Mashwara is khair and goodness. So humne mashwara ki hai, we made mashwara to hit the Amir Sahib. So he said, this khair and barakat in that. So we made mashwara before we hit him. He said, bhai, mashwara not for the bad thing. Mashwara is for the good things. So even this thing also, want to go play this sport, that sport, go here, go there. Get our tartib of life first. Once we got our tartib right, we got our amal right, then we find a little spare time we got here and there. Now I want to do some activity. Mubah, permissible, no problem, can do it. It's good as long as now within the confines of Sharia, doesn't change the language of the heart. There's no israf in it, israf in language. There's no extravagance in layani, behuda, futile talk, futile time getting wasted away, then yes, we can do it. Control environment, do our thing, over with it, alhamdulillah, back to bed early, fajr namaz now. for my tahajjud also. Person feeling fresh, our kabir had habit also, alhamdulillah. Morning they used to go for long walks. Shah Abdul Ghani Pupuri rahimahullah, they used to stick fight. Masulah Khan Sahib rahimahullah, they were an expert in stick fighting also. But they used to keep foot also, nothing wrong with it. But it wasn't the focal point. This is everything. They had the tartib of life, then they used to do these things over here. So who is strong? Rasulullah said, that laysa shadidu bi sur'ah. That a strong man is that one who pushes down another. Not a strong man. That he can wrestle another person to the ground, he's not a strong person. But a strong man is one who at the time of anger controls his anger. That person is strong. That's the best person, they say, that takes long to get angry and quick to cool down. That's an excellent person. Unlike a person now gets angry very quickly and long to cool down. That's shaitani kaam now. They say, oh, shaitan ka bachcha hai. He's like one small shaitan also. It takes long to get angry and then he cools down quickly also. Tolerance, what you call hilm. A simple villager who had newly accepted Islam and did not know the ethics of the masjid began to urinate in the masjid. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ran to stop him. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped them by telling them that they should let him first finish. Understand now what's happening? Which masjid this is? That happened there, eh? Masjid al-Nabawi. Person now accepted Islam, came into the masjid, went on corner possibly, urinating in the masjid, Masjid al-Nabawi. Sahaba ikram want to go and stop him. Nabi Abbas said, let him finish. Let him finish. What does it mean? Ulama say many things there, that by stopping or, giving a person who's relieving himself, something for us to learn also. Somebody relieving himself, they say from here we learn also, don't give him a shock. It can be detrimental to his health. Sometimes we're fine, we're driving on the street, we left, came out from the driveway, opened the gate, somebody by our boundary wall now. Alright, now he's watering the plants, somebody says, hey! Now you know, shout at him. Even worse, now the Muslim shouts at him. Here Nabi of Allah is teaching us, let him finish. What must do after that? Put some water there, clean it up. Don't dirty the heart. Let him dirty the wall, you can clean it. But if you dirty his heart, how are you going to clean it? He said, look at these people. So here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam actually shows Sahaba radiallahu anhum, let him finish. Let him finish urinating. When he had finished, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called him and spoke to him most kindly. Most kindly. Imagine our masjid now. Somebody has to come and do that. Oh, it will be like a riot in the masjid. How will you carry him out after that? He explained that that masajid are for the performance of salah, the dhikr of Allah, tilawat of Quran Sharif, and as such they should be kept clean. Explain to him properly the masla. He didn't know. So explain to him. It is bad to dirty or pollute the places of worship. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba Ikram to bring a bucket of water, throw it over the urine and wash the place. Finish. It's clean now. But don't dirty his heart. He just need water, clean the urine, the place is parked now, no problem. But don't hurt his heart. From here we can understand Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi how mushfiq and how compassionate he was. Rahmatul lil alameen. Even this, what can be worse than this? Somebody urinating. Say Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatul Ali quotes an English historian who has written, I have not seen anyone more tolerant, patient. He's quoting an English historian who says, I have not seen anyone more tolerant, patient and enduring than the messenger of the Muslims. Although I do not believe in him personally, yet I am amazed at his perfect intelligence and sound planning. This approach of his saved the whole masjid from becoming impure. Right after him reading the incident, anyone would become mad with anger if he witnesses such disrespect to a sacred place. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam acted with such wisdom and sound planning. So many lessons in this one small incident. It might seem small, but the lessons are very, very deep. What is now done, his health must be taken care of. Then his emotional state must be taken care of. Don't embarrass him. Don't humiliate him. Right? Then also his heart. Don't break his heart. That's what the Muslim, what they're doing now. So all is being cleaned up between the heart of the person. And in this way, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam won the heart of this new Muslim. Allah Ta'ala gave us sufi to make amal. From here we can see, my dear brothers, if Nabi of Allah was so tolerant than that, then how tolerant we should be in our homes, in our business places. where there is just a little bit of dunya, aage piche, you know, home a little bit here and there. Alright? But myself, whether I'm straight also, Allah knows best. So how tolerant we should be, if you want Allah to be tolerant with us, Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal, inshaAllah. Ahmad will take bi'at, inshaAllah. I read the khutbah, then you can repeat after me, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما فقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحب أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم repeat after me oh Allah I make tawbah from kufr from shirk from nifaq hypocrisy from bid'at innovations from all sins major and minor particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of the akhirat and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commands of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform 5 times salah with jama'ah in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan. If zakat becomes farz, to discharge the same. If hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter into the silsila, the chain of the chistiyya, the naqshbandiyya, the qadiriyya, and the suharwardiyya. Suharwardiyya. O Allah, through the barakat of all the buzruks of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bi'at. As long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before mort, grant me tawbatan nasuha, sincere tawbah. Grant me mort on imani kamil, perfect iman and kalima shahada with afiyat, salamat and izzat. Gather me tomorrow, the day of Qiyamah, and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and the pious. Ameen. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshaAllah. Message me, I'll tell you to read, inshaAllah. Send me a message and I'll tell you to read, inshaAllah. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم تجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم يا أرحم الراحمين يا حليم يا كريم يا واسع المغفرة يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين يا أرحم الراحمين وكريم رحيم الله يا الله forgive us for all our sins يا الله يا الله purify our hearts our minds our tongues our hands our feet يا الله remove all the faults from our memories يا الله from our hearts يا كريم رحيم الله يا الله purify us and cleanse us يا الله through your power of jazb and pull wallah pull us towards you grant us your muhabbat ya Allah walladheena amanu shuddu hubba lillah Allah grant us your intense muhabbat and love ya Allah such love for you ya Allah that nothing can bring the bond between us and you ya Allah such muhabbat and love for you ya Allah that will drag us away from sins and gunas and the filth of kareem rahim Allah ya Allah grant us your ma'rifah grant us a clean and pure life a life of muhabbat a life of sirat mustaqim and hidayatum ya Allah Accept us, our families, our progenies, O may Allah, for the khidmat of deen. Accept our health, wealth, the time, O may Allah, our resources, O may Allah, for your deen. Ya Allah, make akhirat a reality for us. Make qabr a reality, O may Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the deception of this worldly life, O may Allah, for becoming so busy, O may Allah, that we forget about the qabr, O may Allah. We forget about the day of qiyamah, hisab, kitab, accountability, O may Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make it a reality in our lives, O may Allah, in the lives of our wives and our children. Ya Allah, ek din marna
Allah hai, Ya Allah, we have to come to you. One day we'll have to come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know, Ya Allah, which year it will be, Ya Allah, which month it will be, O my Allah, which week, which day. It could be this week, O my Allah, it could be tonight, O my Allah. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, forgive us all our sins, O my Allah. Grant us a pure and clean life. In the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, assist the Ummah, O my Allah, protect the Ummah, O my Allah, grant hidayah to the Ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, clothe the Ummah, feed the Ummah, O my Allah, shelter the Ummah, wherever they may be in the world, Ya Allah. To Bareshani, O Kareem Rahim Allah, in Gaza, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, how many days have passed, O my Allah? Ya Allah, how they will spend tonight, O my Allah? Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, you keep us so safe with afiyat. Ya Allah, we don't know how to thank you for the numbers and bounties that you have given us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, be kind to them, O my Allah. Protect them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, send the malaika, Ya Allah, to show, Ya Allah, to cover them, to protect them. Ya Allah, console them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give them strong iman. Ya Allah, protect the iman and the amal. Ya Allah, remove the zulam of the zalimeen. If he died, little for them, Ya Allah, remove them from the face of the earth. Let the plots, Ya Allah, the schemes, the bombs fall upon their own heads, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you are Qadir Mutlaq, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all your ahwal and conditions are in your hand. Decisions is in, Ya Allah, it is your priority how you want to decide, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, so long you've given rope to the zalimeen, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept the blood of shahadat, O my Allah. Make it a means of hidayat, both the means of hidayat. Accept the ishtimaz that are taking place. Ya Allah, the ishtai jalsas that are taking place, the asfara that are taking place. Ya Allah, accept all, keep with afiyat. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, wherever the Muslims are parishan, Ya Allah, protect them, protect their iman, their amal. Ya Allah, be it in Gaza, be it in Bangladesh, O my Allah, in Sudan, O my Allah, in Kashmir, in India, wherever they may be, in Pakistan, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the government's hidayat, O my Allah. Your government's hidayat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, restore the Khilafat once again in the Muslim world, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Keep the Muslims safe, O my Allah. Keep our iman and salamat, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Keep us with taqwa. Ya Allah, accept us, accept our families, all who are sick and healing, grant them shifai, ajil, kamil, Muslim, all in pain, Ya Allah, remove their pain. All who's in parishani, remove the parishani and the stress, Ya Allah. Oh, Lord, Ya Allah, marriageable age, O my Allah. Ya Allah, from your khazana, send for them suitable spouses, O my Allah. Oh, Lord, in parishan regards to their rosy. Ya Allah, you put it for them, Ya Allah. Save us some debts, O my Allah. Save us some usury and interest in the banks, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us generous hands and hearts, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep the ummah safe, O my Allah. Accept the ishtima this weekend. All the brothers that are going, Ya Allah, accept all of us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let it be the means of hidayat and khair and barakat in the world. Your complete deen will come alive. Ya Allah, keep all safe on the roads, O my Allah. Going time and returning time. Ya Allah, with adab and sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make everything conducive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for the welfare and the well-being of the ishtima, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'u al-alim, wa tum alayna, innaka anta tawabu al-rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma hu ahlu, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. So reminder to the brothers, inshallah, that the Shema will be taking place from tomorrow. It will start يوم الجمعة at Jumu'ah time. Khutbah will be at 1:30, inshallah. Bayan will start before that. Brothers are requested one ishtima in the year, some qurbani, some sacrifice. Deen came with qurbani, deen will stay with sacrifice, deen will spread with sacrifice. We know for dunya there was a sacrifice. For deen also there has to be some qurbani, some sacrifice. Allah has given us, other countries in the world can't have these ishtimas. They are crying for it. Government regulations, they can't have it. Allah has given us free of charge. How much you want to go for, when you want to go, take part in the bayans, change your life, listen to the talks, make intentions. This is a great opportunity for us. Take our youngsters, go there, sleep the night. Dunya will carry on, weekend will carry on, month end, month beginning, whatever it is. That Allah Ta'ala will still give, we will still have food on the table if we don't open the dukan. So we don't know till qurbani sacrifice, Allah appreciates it, hidayat will come, our lives will change, investments for our progenies, inshallah. Many, many youngsters before the ishtima, the heart changed. Allah Ta'ala accept. Together with that, on the 30th of August, 25th of Safar will be our Islahi Jalsa in Azadul. There too, fikr for us to make. We start the bus fikr, inshallah. To get the bus for our Azadul Islahi Jalsa, that's also once a year. Brothers are requested also to check the flights, whoever is flying, whoever going by bus, cars, etc. Start the fikr and start the awaz and the alan, inshallah, for the Islahi Jalsa. Allah Ta'ala accept it, Allah Ta'ala make it easy. We printed quite a few over here. So brothers are requested
kindly please, inshallah, we can take one for the masjids or musallas to put on the board over there. Whoever has going to different musallas, masjid, to put it on the board. Whoever will come will get the full reward, inshallah. Take permission of the imams, trustees, if we can put the posters on the board. I think what we'll do, we'll leave it in the back there when we get out. Alright? Whoever wants to take one, they can take one and put it on the board, inshallah. JazakAllah khair. SubhanakAllahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.